Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm telling you, you're going to get used to that in the morning.
Oh, people are going to like that, right? They wake up in the morning, they hear that,
Lord.
Great music. We had Spectre in yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour. Mac had to skate a little bit. We tried to work him over for some good music. He said no.
He said no? Dang it.
He said no.
Said what about right now?
Drive safe out there this morning as the storms I've moved in.
Yeah, but they should be moving out rapidly, I think. I think by 7 o'clock or so, it'll probably be dry out there, and everybody will be kind of on their way to work, school, and play, or wherever the hell they're going today. And I know later today, the sun's going to come out. It's going to be a beautiful day. So enjoy yourself out there right now, right?
Yeah, I think... Yeah, I think it should still be a nice day. Probably be able to do some grilling.
Yeah. Chilling. Later on today is going to be very nice. Once this kind of this storm kind of dissipates a little bit here this morning, we'll be on our way to a beautiful, beautiful Thursday already here in Kansas City and everywhere else that's celebrating Thursday today.
You think Juan Soto's having a better Thursday than he had last week?
Probably not. Okay. Probably not. I know the text line isn't.
The text line's pissed. I mean, look, I'll dive in to the Royals, but like,
I mean, I come in this morning and I see the text line is up and I don't normally read it, but I was in the studio there turning it down, whatever. And I look at the text line and the text I sent you guys ago, we're leading with this today. And this is where we're starting the show today. And probably the entire show will be based on this idiotic text of it's probably time to start trading Bobby.
Jeez.
here we sit, folks. Here we sit on the 17th day of April. This one coming in on the 16th day of April. What did you say, 8 hours ago, Dusty?
Yep.
So 8 hours ago would have been, what, like about 9 o'clock at night or so? Right in that area, 10 o'clock at night, right, if I'm doing the math right? Yep. So after the game was over, the Royals lost another one to the Yankees. Bobby Witt, goes out there, does the job. I was doing the numbers last night just because I was listening to the Yankee broadcast all week because every time I turn it on, they're in love with Bobby Witt. I've never seen anything like this before on an opposing broadcast. He doesn't even have to be at the plate, right? I mean, like, he doesn't even have to be in the field. He could be, doing whatever. They're just talking about Bobby Witt Jr. Every time I've tuned in, it's Bobby Witt Jr. this and Bobby Witt Jr. that. I'm like, damn, they are in love with this guy. In New York, and yesterday I did the math. He's responsible for 31% of the runs that the Royals have scored this year. That's counting RBIs and runs scored. He's responsible for 31% of the runs that the Royals scored this year. So the text line wants to start considering trading Bobby Witt Jr., who's in the second year of a long-term contract, in a contract that I think every Royals fan loved and wanted to see done, and we've wanted to see this move made with our organization for years, and then we've got people on the text line. This is why you can't trust the general public. I mean, seriously, like, that human being is walking around amongst us.
This is from 1 o'clock in the morning. Second verse, same as the first. Royals suck. The season is over. Bring on the Chiefs and the draft. Yeah, because then there it is, three texts below that. Is it maybe time to be looking to trade Bobby?
Jeez. Yes. Yes. Is it maybe time to be looking to trade Bobby? Because the team is off to a slow start, and you want to trade the only bright spot in the entire lineup. Really, the bright spot of the team, the bright spot of the organization, clearly the bright spot of baseball, because you know the Yankee broadcast was fawning all over him yesterday and the day before that because of how great he is. And so you want to trade Bobby Witt Jr.? You want to consider trading Bobby Witt Jr.? Where do people come up with this stuff? Like, that's why I read some of these things sometimes on the text line, and I fear for society. I really do. I fear for America when I see people like that on the text line and I go, oh my God, these people are living here. These people are breathing. These people are amongst us. They're out in the general public wandering the streets. Oh my God, I don't feel safe. There's a man out there who thinks it's time to trade Bobby Witt.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, good thing Nico Harrison isn't in charge of the Royals.
That's exactly right.
Because in that case, like...
Yeah. I mean... I traded Luca out to hell. I'll trade Bobby Witt Jr. Yeah. You want me to trade Mahomes, too? Let's go!
I mean... Nice. And then from the 06, Sally's getting older. Vinny has one good year in his career. MJ and Renfro suck. More reason for concern than optimism.
I can't get to this level of getting this upset about baseball in April.
I feel like next time we have Hosmer on the show, who's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
We need him to talk the way he talked last night. Did you listen? Or you were out.
Yeah.
But like when he was on the Royals broadcast, it didn't sound like Hosmer. Somebody was like, maybe too many like, you know, drinks and Eddie's dust, man. I was like, no, it was like, yeah, in 15, we just really, you know, we really came together as a team, and it was, Rex, do you still do yoga? And it was like, I was like, what?
It was weird.
It was off. Like, there was something that wasn't right.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if his microphone was, like, hanging too low, or maybe I'm wrong, text line, because a lot of people thought I was just, like, numb from the gum and just, you know, not all there. But I promise you, yes, I was watching in different, like, phases, but, like, everything he was talking, he's like, he's like, yeah, I remember one year Dyson got picked up first twice, and he was wearing, he had in his hair, he had Zoom. And I remember the team we were playing was like, nice haircut, Dyson, Zoom. You've been picked off twice. He goes, yeah, in classic Dyson form, he said, should have said broom because we about to sweep y'all. And I was like, that would have been so much cooler if Bob Ross wasn't telling me that story.
Exactly.
I don't know if you can find audio of it, but like it was on the FanDuel, the Royals FanDuel show or whatever they call it these days.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, can they just like have Ryan lean over and like pick it up a little
bit? Pick up your microphone because we do that in radio. Somebody will come in and the microphone will be way down. Like put your mic up, talk into the microphone, right? Like, and it's okay to say that on the air. It's, you know, we did show from our basements and our bedrooms for, you know, since 2020. So there's no more of that, like, you know, couth, if you will. You can kind of just go, hey, dude, fix your mic so the world can hear what's going on.
I don't know.
So.
Maybe I'm the only one, but like, no, he was like entertaining from the story aspect. Like,
oh, yeah.
He was
good.
Asking Rex about yoga. He was, because the first thing he goes, like, Rex, you gonna make, well, I guess it was more like, Rex, you gonna make, it was like Likens Library.
Yeah.
But he asked me, he's like, you gonna make yoga tomorrow in Detroit? It's a night game in New York. Gotta go to Detroit quick. Rex, of course, like, oh yeah, Haas, I'll be there, man. It's a mind explosion. Like, it's like, Haas, like, welcome to, like, Ryan's like, oh, he doesn't know the rules. Ryan's like, oh, shoot, here we go. Like, this could go anywhere.
Yeah.
But no, it was, gosh. That was the, you know, watching that game last night. But I mean, like, that's, you know, you try to take your mind off like the putrid offense, and, you know, MJ hits a home run next night, strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. And then, you know, first inning looks good, right?
Well, the home run's the anomaly with MJ. I mean, like every once in a while, a blind squirrel finds a nut, as they like to say, right? And every once in a while, he'll knock one out of a ballpark and get a hit here or there. But who he is the guy that strikes out three or four times per night, you know?
Yeah, he hits home runs about as often as I get a birdie on the golf course.
Yeah,
right. Like, I get a birdie, and I'm like, hell yeah. And then, like, my buddy comes over to me, like, he's zoomy, and I'm like, oh, God, it feels so great. Like,
right.
Pars and bogeys and doubles, that's all I get. Get a birdie, it's like, man, that felt great. Man,
heck yeah,
you know? But man, you were
17 rounds later, you got your next one.
But like MJ, like everyone's like, didn't you say that you used to golf like all the time, you get birdies a lot? I'm like, yeah, but nobody sees it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, let's see it. And you're like, yeah, normally I hit that ball down the left side. You know, I don't know why it went right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you suck.
Yeah, you know? Exactly, because you're not that
but
good.
But no, you know, you watch that game last night, and then it's, is it more painful, because we brought this up about the Super Bowl. Like, you bring up blowouts and close games. I'm with you. I think losing in, like, last second. Like, imagine being San Francisco and Philadelphia when they lost to the Chiefs.
Right.
Like, dear God.
Right.
We were there.
Right.
And and then last night, you're like, okay, Bubic looks like him.
He was malicious,
Yeah, let's just give Bubic what he is.
Right.
Like, he's your second best starter in rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong with that?
No, I think that's fair. It's where we sit right now. Right. I mean, he's pitching. I mean, Waka was good the other night, too. Look, as my friend Jim. But as my friend Jim says, it's World Series pitching and it's minor league offense.
Right.
And I'm going to continue to go back to that because I think that's the way that sums it up. I have no issues with the pitching staff whatsoever. Now, maybe Zerpa and some of these guys out in the bullpen need to do better. But from a starting staff standpoint, there hasn't been a game yet this season, at least I can't remember so far this season, where the starting staff didn't give you an opportunity to win that game, right? There hasn't
all three
been
versus New York.
You had an opportunity in every game against the Yankees to win that game. Your starters were really, really, really good in those, you know, in those moments, in those opportunities. And so if you're thinking to yourself, well, trade Bobby Witt, as the text line said today, I would be more inclined to say, you know what, if we get down to it and we are out of it, maybe you start to look to trade one of the pitchers, one of the starters on your team. And we're a far cry from even considering trading anybody and breaking this thing up and rebuilding and whatever you want to say and all that kind of nonsense. But, I mean, to have the Bobby Witt on the brain of the guy to be traded is one of the more ridiculous things we've ever seen on the text line, and we've seen a lot of ridiculous stuff. But these pitchers, if this team does not figure out a way to start scoring some runs and they find themselves in a hole, again, four games with the Tigers coming up, obviously it's too early. You got to wait for your first 40, then your second 40, and then by the time you reach June, July, you can kind of figure out where you are, and then maybe you do open the floodgates a little bit because you say, all right, we got Chris Bubic here, man. Hey, you want to give us something for him. You need Michael Lorenzen. You need Michael Waka. You need Seth Lugo. And again, I'm just going through the names of guys that are in the rotation, not advocating to trade any of those. But down the stretch, pitching is a premium, and the Royals have a lot of really good starters right now. And it's a shame they can't get out of their own way on offense because they're wasting so many really good starts.
Yeah, it is. You know, you can blame Zerpa in 9-2. You can blame the offense in night one. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you can blame Aaron Judge in night three.
Yeah, right. I mean, he hit the home run, right?
Strong what do you expect? Man,
dude. Yeah.
Like, hearing the broadcast, like, because HUD's great in so many different facets, and he can be, you know, I get the fact that he can be annoying because when your team's getting their ass kicked every night and he's out there like, oh, man, that's just a hard hit ball. You loved his ears. Like, HUD. Not right now.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly.
You love your children.
Right.
Dad, honey.
Give me a minute.
5 minutes, please.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so last night, like hearing him describe Judge's home run, he's like, oh man, he hit that with so much strength because he didn't even get all that. And I'm like, he hit that ball for like 420 feet to the opposite field and he didn't get all of it.
Right.
Like, I get it. It was New York Stadium and maybe that ball goes off the top of the wall at Kauffman. Either way, that's still impressive. But like, your offense put you in that situation. Like, you had opportunities to score runs. In the first inning, you had two on, two out. MJ came up, and he struck out.
Mm-hmm.
You had two on and two on, and whoever came before MJ popped out or grounded out. Like, you got a run, right? Bobby hit one 110 over the second baseman's head. Was fantastic. Gets on base. I think Vinny Pasquantino walked. Salvador Perez knocked in Bobby. You're up 1-0. All right.
Right, feeling
so
good. Yeah.
Now let's get that other run in and fly out, strike out. And you're like, gosh, dang it. Like, can you just get one more? And that's the frustrating part. And now you're, like I told you earlier, like, I'm not like sending my son to a boys camp to get straightened out, but I'm disappointed in what I've been watching.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I'm not into it. It's not, you know, season's over, sky is falling. God forbid, don't ever tell me to trade Bobby again.
I mean,
you got to lose your fandom for that text.
Yeah, I mean, that's dumb.
And
you should be arrested.
Yeah,
I mean,
dude,
seriously, we'll give you a number to the cops.
And so that's you talk about hyperbolic. I
don't know that that is hyperbolic. I really think somebody's believing that now.
They're in their feels.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Because I think, I really do, as we talked about, it's the PTSD of Royals fans, right? Yeah. The minute something goes bad, there's no way it can ever be fixed. Trade everybody, start over.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.